We're joined now on WCLK Community Focus by Monsignor Edward Branch, Atlanta University Center Catholic Chaplain, and based on the north end of the CAU campus across from the Woodruff Library in the Like House. That is the Catholic Center for the AUC. They are our neighbors, and they're holding their 14th annual dedication weekend Thursday through Sunday, October 17th through the 20th. There's a lot going on. The Like House is a community, an extended family that consists of students, faculty, staff, and volunteers locally, and extends to parents, donors, and friends from all around the world. And there's a lot going on. They're also our neighbors at WCLK, and they show us the very best in hospitality. Monsignor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So let's talk a little bit about the upcoming celebration at Like House.
Well, this will be the 14th celebration of the dedication of the new building, which is which follows the Little Blue House, as we fondly call it in our memories. I was asked to come by Archbishop Marino in 1990. I arrived on November the 9th at 5 p.m., I remember it, and to construct this building. And as anyone who has built a building knows, that one just does not kind of come in and decide that you're going to choose that land and build that building. So it took actually 9 years before we got to the point of being able to actually erect the structure. But the on October the 18th in 1999, the building was dedicated, and we have celebrated the dedication of that building ever since.
And, of course, the upcoming 14th Annual Dedication Weekend events begin on October the 17th in the evening with a meet-and-greet reception in the late afternoon for AUC faculty and staff. On the 18th of October, there's going to be a celebration of a community of parishes celebrating with your scholars and musicians. And then on the 19th, it's a day of community service. And then on the 20th, you have a dedication Sunday mass and brunch. And it's interesting, CAU has their homecoming the following week, but this is the Catholic Center's homecoming, isn't it?
Yeah, we may as well call it that, yes.
And so what can people look forward to?
Well, they can look forward to seeing many of their friends, relationships, and who are mutually friends of Like House. They can look forward to each of these events that you spoke of earlier, the meet and greet reception of faculty and staff. Very often, because of the size of the AUC and the fact that faculty and staff people, just like we at Like House, just go about doing their due every day with their heads down and working hard, very often you discover when you come there are other Catholics and other people who have great interest in Like House that you didn't know about, and you might discover them on these occasions. So we're having a special meet and greet day for faculty and staff, and then on the Friday, the Catholic parishes around North Georgia, and particularly those who have alumni who are their membership in their membership. And that's many of them. They're being specially invited. There are some that would be of special importance. And so we consider them the community of parishes here. And so they will be invited to all be present and to come and to share with us some light refreshment and to become aware of the celebration that's going on. And then on the Saturday, we'll have the Community Service Day, which we have had every year.
And, of course, that's all part of the 14th Annual Dedication Weekend. But the other 361 days of the year, Like House is here. You have over a 20-year tradition of serving Catholic students at the AUC and the communities surrounding our campuses. What sort of programs and services do you offer regularly throughout the year?
Well, I think the first thing that I want to say is that Lighthouse is open to all students. It's not just Catholic students. It's just that we Catholics pay the bill, it is open to all students. Of course, there is a particular program that we share with the other Catholic student centers around the country. There are about 1,000 of these around the country, not to mention those in other countries. And the purpose of these is to see to the faith development and personal development of Catholic students while they are in college. I think the mission statement of Lighthouse, the Catholic Center, is to establish spiritual, academic, and faith development for the Atlanta University Center family with the spirit of Christian love and service in the Black Catholic tradition of campus ministry. Now, some might ask you what that Black Catholic tradition means. The building itself, as well as the program, emphasizes Black Catholics' contribution to the now 2,000-year history of Catholicism. So that is the emphasis there, an emphasis that is not taken in most places, of course. The other element I think that's important to note about what this Black Catholic tradition means is that there's an emphasis not only on personal development or personal spirituality, but the communal aspects of that and of the sharing of one's assets and one's gifts for the benefit of all. And that's why we have the service program that we have. It's not just so that people can get credits for their service, but in order so that they can, in fact, share in the call of all Christians to be of service for the common good.
And Lighthouse has an over 20-year tradition here, ministering to a lot of undergraduates, a lot of young people away from their homes for the first time. There's a lot to tempt them in this world. What kind of messages do you provide to students along with Catholic liturgy?
Well, you know, I think it's important to know that probably liturgy and worship is secondary and sometimes even tertiary in terms of the program that we offer to them. What we do offer is interaction with other professionals who are in the careers that they are interested in. We offer programs in personal development for them, such as time management and finance management and all of those things that people need to live efficiently in the world. We also have events that enable students to get out and about around Georgia, for that matter, and particularly to be engaged by the faith assets that are throughout Georgia. Most students, when they come, have no experience, for example, of monastic life. They really think it's a thing in the movies, but in point of fact, we have the Monastery of the Holy Spirit here, which is anything but a movie, and the monks who are there are engaged in many works for not only their spiritual development and the development of the whole community around them and throughout the state, but they are also at work in providing help and assistance to many people throughout the state of Georgia and throughout the Southeast, for that matter.
You're listening to Community Focus on WCLK. I'm Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard, and I'm joined this morning by Monsignor Edward Branch. He is the Atlanta University Center Lighthouse Catholic Chaplain for students and others throughout the AUC, and they are celebrating their 14th annual dedication weekend, Thursday through Sunday, October 17th through the 20th. If you've been a part of the Lighthouse in the past, they want to see you, and if it's something brand new, they want to see you too. If you want more information about this event and Lighthouse and you want to follow up with the Monsignor, you can go to imcatholic.org on the web. And of course, as part of your event, the dedication weekend coming up, you've got a day of community service on October 19th where people will have an opportunity to come back to Lighthouse and take part in events helping out in the community.
Exactly. I mean, every two Saturdays a month, we do this day of service thing. And so it's not that this is just something that we do for dedication weekend, but this goes on all the time.
Well, that event's coming up October 17th through the 20th. We encourage you to visit Like House. They're great neighbors to WCLK. And that event, again, October 17th through the 20th. For more information, you go to imcatholic.org. And, Monsignor, if people want to follow up, they're welcome to come into the center anytime, aren't they?
They can come in at any time. We open at noon each day except Friday. And it closes usually around 9 or 10 at night. Sometimes the students are in there till midnight. So,
well, Monsignor Edward Branch with the Like House Catholic Center on the AUC, right across the street from us here at the Woodruff Library. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for the invitation. And we certainly want to invite all students to come and be part of this, too. Sometimes students assume that they don't mean them, but yes, we do mean you. And also, this is a place where many students just come and sit and study, because this is very quiet there, and particularly in the library section. But so this is all available to you. It's available to every student. So come on and be.
Peace and quiet at the Like House.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.